Oh, will you come a walking? Oh, will you come a walking for a nice time ramble? Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
In this episode, we're going to tell you about dog do.
Nice time. Kel's got a spooky tale.
And Dan's got a disastrous weirdo.
Nice time.
Nice time.
Please subscribe, follow and share.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
So we're walking towards Hughenden today.
Hughenden?
Yes.
And we're walking from the Knapp Hill area.
Do you know what I think is very polite?
I don't know.
You know when you're walking down a really, really muddy lane and then someone's put some nice thyme sticks in it for you so you don't have to step it all in the puddles?
Yeah, somebody's laid down some nice thyme sticks, didn't they?
I've seen that happen a few times lately.
You've seen it happen?
Yeah, I've seen that. Well, I've not seen the person doing it.
Oh, you didn't see the perpetrator?
If I had seen them, I would have gone, oh, thank you very much. It's very nice.
It's a nice thyme.
But if I saw a big, muddy, puddly bit, I wouldn't think to do that.
Maybe you'll learn from that and you'll reciprocate.
Nah.
Nah.
I'm just quite a selfish person. I just step round it and go, oh, I already have a fucker, it's going to sort himself out. No, I could learn from this, couldn't I?
Yeah, look after
others.
Obviously, you'd have to find the sticks. Maybe carry sticks around with
fuck
you.
Fuck that.
But yeah, it was a bit of a quagmire and then we didn't sink into it. So, yeah. Also, on this, in other path news...
Path news with Dan. Did you like it?
Regular feature. It was quite a narrow pathway, wasn't it?
Yes.
I said, let's go into the fields.
Yeah.
And you said, yeah, let's just go through this bush. And I said, that's not a bush, Kel. That's a hedge again.
Are we continuing our conversation from last episode?
Hedge discussion.
It was a bush. No, because it was made of trees. It was just a group of trees. It wasn't a bush or a hedge.
Well,
I still don't think a group of trees can be called a hedge.
Well, you know, I think the issue is your understanding of what you said to me. You said to me, I still don't understand hedges. And it seems that is true.
But a hedge is short.
I just realised we've been... I remember this tree.
Oh, yeah.
We've been down here.
We've been here before.
We've been here before, but from the other direction. I didn't realise we'd got quite as far as we have.
Oh.
Originally. But what we could do is go in there, because we didn't go in there.
What do you mean you recognise that tree? How do you recognise one tree out of all the trees we see all the time? We see thousands of trees.
Well, it wasn't just the tree, it was the path and the woods.
What are you playing at?
But I did photograph that tree and it was...
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because I thought it was a nice one.
From where?
From over here.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? Yeah. I don't remember it.
Well, I certainly did. And it's on our Facebook page.
Is it?
I recognise that tree.
Why don't you tag me in it?
Do you want me to tag you in the old photo?
Yeah, so that I know what you're talking about. It'd be nice of you.
You just take my word for it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice over there. Let's go over there.
Okay. But we have to go round. Don't walk across the crops.
No, we wouldn't do that, obviously, because we know the country code.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should dive into a vista, I think.
Do you think?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Do you want to do it for me?
Yeah. Time for Vista, Kel.
Well, that was interesting singing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
What can you see, Kel?
Well, what are we using as our art medium today?
Well, I don't know. You decide.
What did you say is your funny painty pencils last
Conte.
Week?
Conte?
Yeah.
You know, I looked them up after I mentioned them. They still make them.
Do they?
Conte.
You can go and buy them if you want, then. Conte.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can use those, if you did go out and get some, you can use those again if you like.
Conte. oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Last week I said bring food items.
Oh, are we going to
for this painting?
Well, yeah. So it's going to be a collage of food.
Yeah, it sure is.
Anything you like.
Anything. Yeah. You want to try and get the right colours, I guess. But if you can't, that's fine. Sometimes we do paintings that are
abstract.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, or you could do like photographic negative. Couldn't you?
Yeah.
A negative version.
You could. Or just like go with the flow. It's like how you feel, man.
Yeah. If that's
maybe
how you feel.
Have quite a large canvas, though. Or you could do it on a wall. That'd be quite good.
Yeah?
Yeah. So,
like Banksy?
Yeah.
Good. But what can you see? So our good listeners.
Yeah. Well, are we on a hill?
We're atop.
Kind of.
We're atop a hill.
We're sort of flat and then it goes down.
Well, what do we call that when it goes up again?
A valley. And it goes up the other side. So we got, just before us, we've got like a nice row of, is that going to be crops?
That's crops.
But it's like little shoots, little green shoots, and it's all coming through some rocky mud. There's lots of rocks. I don't know what food you're going to use to make those.
The rocks?
Yeah.
Well, just describe it.
Well, they're all different shapes and sizes, aren't they? They're quite beige and grey. And
beige.
bluish.
Nice beige rocks.
Yeah, there's bluish bits because they're flinty, aren't they, or something?
Yeah, lots of flint. And
is that flint?
Yeah, the big bluey.
It is, isn't
ones.
It? Yeah. And then there's lots of little shoots growing through. There's some nice time muddy tracks where tractors been.
Tractor tracks.
And it's a lush green field. And then it swoops down.
It what?
Swoops.
Easy for you to say.
And then on my left there's a what Dan would call a hedge probably. But it's actually
no, that's a wood.
Is it?
This is a hedge.
I thought it was just a line of trees.
No, this goes deep, doesn't it? If you look beyond, it goes dark and that's a wood.
Oh, I can't see that far.
This is a hedge. But it's a very tall hedge.
That's trees. It's just a group of trees.
It's a row of trees, but it, forming a hedge.
I don't think that counts. A hedge is like...
She doesn't understand hedges.
It's a bush, isn't it? But it can be quite tall if you want. It's bushes. Not trees like that. It's just silly, Dan.
I think we should move on.
All right. Well, I just don't like to let things go. I like to be right.
All the time.
Yeah. Okay, then you, so I said the hill swoops down and it swoops up again the other side, and you can see some nice time people walking with their doggies.
The doggies?
The white dogs. And then you've got a nice wood that's quite big. It covers most of the rest of your canvas, probably. To get all those little tree bits and trunks and branches in with the food you're painting with. And then I've got a nice time sky, which is grey, quite cloudy, puffy clouds, and it's got some bluey bits in it.
Yeah.
Those
woods are quite dark, aren't they?
Yeah, they're dark.
If you go into the dark, it's almost black.
Yeah. Browny black.
Black!
Black!
Black! No, Johnny, no.
And then...
Done it again.
That's but, it. That just goes all round.
How would you get that colour with your food?
Well, it depends if you're actually using the proper colour.
No, it's got to be a food stuff.
Gravy.
I think gravy, maybe mixed with Marmite.
Marmite
for the darkest bit.
Marmite and gravy. And, chocolate. You can do melted chocolate. Couldn't you?
Chocolate woods.
The really dark stuff, like 85%. I'd go for 85% for the darkest bit, and then I'd like to come out for more milky.
40%.
40 for the less dark bit.
Yeah, the very lightest bit, obviously, 25.
Oh, yeah.
Just
like
get the cheap stuff.
Yeah, just 25.
Yeah. What about the green?
Green?
How are we going to do the green?
Crush up some peas.
Yeah.
Or just any vegetables, really. You could carve little bits out of the vegetables. Celery. Cucumber. I'm just saying green things now.
You want something that isn't going to rot, though.
That's all right. Doesn't matter if it rots a bit, does it? Well, you're saying Marmite's not going to rot.
Yep,
I It'll am. All yes. rot.
Well, it's not going to rot.
It's all going to rot, mate. I think this is a temporary painting.
Oh, it's temporary. Oh, so you do your collage.
Dog-a-log there.
Where's his owner?
A dog-a-log.
You do your collage.
He's going round and round in circles.
He's looking for somewhere to have a poo.
Ah, oh, there we go. Oh, it's funny, when dogs poo, you just can't stop watching them, can you?
Well, I tend to look away.
You're not now, you're looking at his butt.
Actually, no, I was just amazed at the amount that came out.
That's a lot.
I think he's having a very healthy diet.
He's
that
burying
dog.
It. There we go.
It's nice green in that dog shits.
Yeah.
You could maybe for the green field use a bit of healthy dog shit.
Healthy dog shit. Yeah, it was greenish, wasn't it? Greenish brown. There we go. He's gone.
Who's his owner?
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. So we've got a nice wood. We've got a nice field. There's one feature over there you didn't mention.
What is that? Is it a roof of something?
Yeah, I think it's.
A barn?
Like a barn.
Oh, I like a barn.
You like barns, don't you?
Yeah, I love barns.
Yeah.
I want a barn.
And then here in the field, we've got a Colgate.
A packet.
What's that doing there? Who's been up here cleaning their teeth?
There's a bit of old corn. Maybe they came for a sleepover, Dan.
Yeah,
brought their toothpaste. So hygiene is important.
This is a farm.
Oh, there we go. It's the owner.
Oh.
Should we tell her dog did a massive shit? She should pick it up. It's right, he did it in the bush, so.
And he turned round and round.
He did.
Before doing it.
And he buried it after, so that's
probably
fine.
But to get back to the toothpaste.
Yeah, sorry, it's bothering you.
Who comes up here?
Who comes up here?
Brings toothpaste with them. You know.
Someone on a sleepover, that's what I said.
But you're not allowed to sleep in farmers' fields.
Well, it's not about what you're allowed.
Well, I think it's a bloody liberty.
Do they use the whole thing of toothpaste as well?
It was the cardboard box, I should point out, not the tube.
I thought that was the tube.
No, it was cardboard, wasn't it, yeah.
Oh.
Cardboard, wasn't it, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. That was my vista. Do you like it?
That was a lovely vista. I look forward to seeing these food paintings.
Have you ever painted with food?
Not since I was about two.
So people don't really do that, do they?
I wonder why. I wonder why they don't. Is it the rotting element?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, kids do it with dried food, don't they?
Yeah.
They make little pasta collages.
Oh, yeah. We could do... You gave me an idea. Next week could be graffiti, couldn't it?
Go, like, just go and deface a building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get permission. Say, can I paint Kel's Nice Time Vista on this wall?
Maybe get commissioned by your local council.
Yeah, they might say, yeah, it's fine.
That's a good idea, Kel.
Because it's like nature and that. People like looking at nature on buildings.
That's it. And then make us better known as well. And
yeah, just write Nice Time Ramble in the corner.
Write that in the corner. Nice Time.
Yeah. Oh, hi. Oh, no, we did that.
No, we've done that.
Cut that out.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going towards Hughenden.
Hughenden.
Well, I read up about Hughenden.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Have I told you about the green man of Hughenden?
Not now. No, you haven't, no.
No. Well, it's a ghost story, yeah?
Oh, good.
Shall I tell you what happened?
Yeah, so what's the gist, Kel?
1986.
No, it isn't.
This is when it happened.
Oh, it's quite recent.
The first sighting of the Green Man, yeah.
Near your birth? Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. That was 87.
Kind of.
The year before. There's this bloke called Phil, yeah?
Yeah, Phil.
He's driving.
Okay.
He's going to meet his girlfriend by the cemetery, Criers Hill, Hughenden.
Oh, yeah, I know it, yeah.
Yeah.
He's driving.
Goes to meet her there. And he sees this man. He's all in green and tall. Well, no, he's not that tall. He says he's like nearly 6 foot, which is kind of tall.
That's tall for 1986.
But he can't quite tell because he's bending over and he can't see his face.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah.
He's 6 feet tall, but he's bending over. Is he 6 feet tall while he's bending over?
Well, he didn't really say. He's bending down doing something.
Yeah, bending down.
He didn't see his face.
Yeah, spooky.
His girlfriend, Alison, when met him there, she agreed she saw the same thing. A few years later. Somebody else says.
Yeah.
In the same spot.
Oh, my God.
They saw a very tall man dressed in green by the graves. Not bending over, but this one was like 7 feet tall.
Oh, my God.
Reading these different things, and they said that was all the sightings of him. It's a little bit like, well, fuck people. Why did you bother reporting this? Like, first of all, it's probably just a man in fancy dress doing up his shoelaces, the first one. Second one, why was that related to the first one? He's a completely different height.
Yeah.
One, they said he was like 5'11". Second one, they said he's nearly 7 feet tall. What are they playing at?
I'm wearing green.
Yeah. You could be the green man.
I'm not 7 feet tall.
Nah. But there wasn't any...
What about if I bend over?
There wasn't any story behind what they thought he was or why he was there either. So some of these ghost stories, Dan...
So the ghost didn't do anything?
No, he didn't even do anything.
What a story, girl. Well, it's local history, though.
I was quite proud of it. Quite proud I found it. But it just made me...
Can you make him do something?
Yeah. He chased after the car with a really menacing face. And he made all the nature fly at them.
Close the fridge. I don't believe you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you made it up, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a very spooky story, girl.
It's good, wasn't it?
Well, how come you're telling me a ghost story this week?
Oh, well, because I hadn't for a while.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd look up some ghost stories reported around where we're going.
Look up some really shit ghost stories.
Well, that was the worst I've ever read.
The worst?
Yeah, and then afterwards it said the problems with the green man story, and it said about the height difference. It's like, it's more than that. There was like nothing to it.
It's a bloke in green.
Yeah.
Some doggies coming.
Yeah. That's since when do ghosts wear green anyway? And then it said he...
He didn't even float through anything.
He didn't even do anything.
He didn't like go woo or...
Yeah, he didn't throw cup. He didn't make cups float.
Did he have his head under his arm?
No, I didn't. Not
didn't
even
that. Didn't
even
do that?
No, he's bending over.
They're coming to say hello.
And he must have been just tying his shoelace.
He's coming to say hello.
Hello.
Right, well, let's have a little pause.
Oh, he's smiling.
That's a lovely story, Carol.
Good, wasn't it?
So, it's just about time for...
Nice time Widow of the Week.
Oh, I nearly held that note, didn't I?
Yeah. Did well.
So, yeah, keep those emails coming in, complimenting me on my lovely singing voice.
He likes them.
I need that boost. I need that little boost.
Well, I don't know, your head's swelling a bit.
Do you think?
Because you're always going on about, like, what a good singer you are. Do you like everybody tells me on the internet? Next, you're going to go on X Factor.
Well, let's get on, because I don't want to, you know, keep getting up myself.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I've got a cool friend to tell you about.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Cool guy.
Yeah.
By the name of George.
Okay. Hi, yeah? George.
Hey, George. He's 30.
Yeah.
From Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, a bit of a whippersnapper.
Nice time.
Younger than you.
Yeah. All right. Let me just rub it in. Do you know I'm in like my late 30s now?
Yeah.
Not mid 30s, late.
Bummer.
Or I'm mid to late 30s.
But you know what?
Mm.
You're wearing them well, Cal.
What? Wearing what well?
Your years.
Oh.
And your dungarees.
Thank you. And my new boots.
And your new boots.
Yeah, nice time. Tell you what about these new boots very quickly.
Go on then.
They're like walking on a cloud.
Are they?
I'll just tell the listeners, Dan bought me these boots last week, if you weren't listening to last week's episode. They're like walking on a cloud.
Yeah.
If that cloud was a nice, firm ground or material that held my feet like boots.
Well, nicely put.
Yeah.
And
they're great, comfy.
What brand are they?
Carrymore.
We're going for that.
And what's the sole made of?
Sponsorship. Do you remember the brand? Do you remember the brand name?
Vibram.
Vibram? Vibram, yeah. Like Abram.
Yeah.
So, yeah, George. cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
Lives with his wife, Bonnie.
Yeah.
And Tilda, the cute little doggy.
Aww.
Kind of a lap dog.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're very much in love.
Nice time. And what, him and a dog?
No, Bonnie. George and Bonnie. George, nice. And my friends.
Nice time.
So, anyway, George got a cool job.
Yeah.
And I think you might be a bit jealous.
What is it?
He's a concert pianist.
Oh, that's a cool job.
That's a cool job, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that.
So he's a pro.
Yeah.
And, you know, goes out doing the concerts and that.
Doing the concerts.
He's got a cool hobby as well.
Yeah, what's that?
He likes making... Well, I say he likes working with wood.
Okay.
And
lots of people like that. That's a common hobby, isn't it?
Yeah. So he makes furniture.
Yeah.
And he's pretty good at it, from what I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's he make?
Quite talented. Well, you know, chairs.
Yeah.
He can make a table.
Oh, nice time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice bit of wood turning on the legs.
Turning.
Wood turning.
What do you mean?
You know, wood turning.
I know those two words. I don't quite get...
Well, you get a bit of wood.
Combination.
Yeah, a bit of wood.
Turn it round. Nah.
On a spindly thing.
And then what does that do?
And you... use chisels. It spins around really fast, yeah?
Yeah.
You get your chisel out.
And it's all smooth?
You shape it.
And what do you use it for?
Making legs.
For what?
Tables.
And chairs.
Nice
time.
As previously discussed.
Oh, good bit of wood turning, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
Turn around. So anyway, a bit of carpentry. He likes it.
Yeah. Well, who doesn't?
Who doesn't love working with wood? What is better? So he's in the basement one night.
Yeah.
Turning some wood.
Yeah.
No, he's not. He's working on some furniture.
Okay.
He, gets the old table saw going.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, chopping off a bit, yeah?
Yeah.
And you never guess what.
Oh, God, what?
Concert pianist.
Yeah.
He only goes and cuts off his ring finger.
Oh, shit it.
Shit it.
No.
Suddenly.
Yeah.
He's in.
Terrible pain. Did he insure his hands when he got his job?
I think he's insured, but when he was telling me this, you can imagine, fellow muso.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything worse.
No.
Can you?
No, I can't think of anything worse.
Can't think of anything worse?
No.
But anyway, so potentially career ending.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So he's panicking, runs upstairs.
Yeah.
Finds young Bonnie.
Yeah.
Says, call 911, call 911.
Yeah.
So she does. That's
a terrible accent. Yeah. Yeah, go on.
That wasn't an accent.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
Okay, Seattle. Not Fraser, like Fraser's dad. Call 911.
What the fuck is
I
that?
I don't know what that was. I can't do
it. Oh, it's a good go. It was,
yeah,
a good try.
It was a good try.
It entertained me.
So she does, obviously. Ambulance is there next to no time. In all the panic, he has to get in the ambulance. As soon as he's in there, he realises, I didn't pick up the finger.
Oh.
Didn't pick up the finger. So
rookie mistake.
So, but they've got to get there. So Bonnie says, I'll follow you. I'll find it. I'll follow you.
Yeah.
So zoom off to the hospital.
Yeah.
And straight to the ER.
The ER room.
ER room, as we like to call it. Meanwhile, Bonnie, she has a little search. Yeah. So, yeah, George arrives at the hospital. Triage nurse sorts him out.
Yeah.
They've been briefed.
Yeah.
The ambulance radioed in. The nurse gets Dr. Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Bob.
What's Dr. Bob say?
Dr. Bob Slay is his name, actually.
Is it?
What did Dr. Bob Slay say?
No, it's not.
I know. What sort of name's that for a bloody...
Dr.
Bob Slay. And he also, in his earlier years... He was an army doctor as well, so even better.
Nah.
Yeah, on the front line. Who do you want to see? Dr. Bob Slay? So George tells him about the accident, explains what happened in his career.
Yeah.
And Bob's horrified.
Yeah.
You know, empathetic.
So what are you going to do?
He's an empathetic kind of guy.
Yeah.
He says, where's the finger?
Yeah.
Did you put it on ice?
Yeah.
And George has to say no. We couldn't find it.
Oh, is that
my wife's looking
one?
For it. My wife's looking for it.
It's the number one thing you do. You chop a finger off. You put it on ice.
Yeah, it's not on ice. It's just lying around somewhere. So he gives him some painkillers.
Yeah.
Looks at the wound. Obviously, it's a nice, clean cut.
Sure.
I say nice.
Well, as nice as you can be.
It's a very clean...
If you're going to chop a digit off.
It's a very clean cut. Yeah, so Bonnie eventually shows up, comes to the booth.
Yeah.
No? What do they call them?
Booth.
Has a chat with the doc.
Yeah.
Doctor says, did you find it? Did you find it?
Yeah.
She's like, nah.
Oh.
She didn't find it. What? She's been looking, searched high and low.
Oh, gold.
Well, mostly low because it's a basement.
Well, yeah.
She thought it had gone down the drain. She looked down the drain.
Yeah, that's madness.
She thought it might have gone under the freezer.
Yeah.
Nah.
It couldn't have gone that far.
So, you know, poor old George is...
George,
he's
yeah.
distraught. He thinks that's it.
His career's over.
He's going to have to be a forklift driver or something.
He might be able to learn it, like, without it.
He could use his nose for the extra key.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
People learn other ways all the time.
The crucial matter at hand. Yeah. The crucial matter at the moment.
Yeah, it's getting that finger.
Is where's the freaking finger?
Yeah.
Bonnie's obviously very upset.
Yeah.
Suddenly, a little head pops out of her handbag. She's got quite a big handbag.
Oh, yeah.
It's only...
Little doggy.
Little Tilda.
Yeah.
Little Tilda's face.
Yeah.
She's brought Tilda into the ER room.
Of course she has.
You're not allowed to do that.
No.
No. Dog's not allowed, it says.
Unless it's guide dogs or
something.
It says
at the door.
Yeah.
No dogs. Dr. Bob takes a look at the dog, says, oh, this is a cute little dog, but I'm sorry, you're not allowed in here.
Yeah.
Then he has a thought. His wife has a similar little dog.
I had this similar thought.
The little dog.
Yeah.
Will just eat anything.
Mm.
Can you see where that's going?
Well, yeah.
She's already seen where that's going.
This is what I funk immediately in the first place when they couldn't find the finger.
Oh, you're joking?
I was like, it's going to be in the dog, innit?
Was it that obvious? Well, I don't mind.
I bet listeners thought that too.
Yeah, they probably
did. You think that?
Because I mentioned the dog.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's nice when you have to work things out for yourself.
Oh, I know. It's like, I feel like Poirot.
You look like Poirot.
Thanks.
No, Morse.
I don't know what he looks like. I can't. When you say
like
Morse,
John Thor.
I can't think of him in my head. Can't
John
picture.
Thor.
I'm not getting a picture.
Just think of John Thor.
I don't know what he looks like. I don't know John Thor.
Think of what was he in? He was in the Sweeney.
No.
See
that.
So anyway, the little dog may have eaten it.
Yeah.
Doctor says, "What can we do? Okay, I'll get the stethoscope."
Mm-hmm.
Gets it to the doggy's tummy.
He can hear the finger. Wiggling around.
He can hear gurgling. Gastric juices.
Mm.
He says, when did you last feed little Tilda? She says, 6 hours ago. Can't be his dinner.
It's digesting that finger.
There's something in his tummy.
Quick.
Doc says, well, there's only one thing for it. We're going to have to euthanise the dog. Otherwise, this guy's career's over. Bonnie's like, no way, you're not killing my dog.
Can't I just make it poo?
Well, that's what I thought, make it throw up. But George says, well, it's not my dog. Can you believe he said that? But he's worried about his finger.
Well, yeah.
You know, tensions are high.
Well, if you have to choose your dog or your finger, it's a tricky one, isn't it? Your girlfriend's dog or your finger.
That's right, Dr. Bob. You know, he's like, well, you know, this is your career. But Bonnie persuades George that he loves the little doggy and they can't just
cut
him open.
Can't we just operate on the dog?
Well, that's the next option.
Right, okay, go on. Sorry, I'll let you tell it.
Dr. Bob phones...
I'm worried.
Dr. Bob phones the surgeon and says, will you work on the dog? Anaesthetise him.
Yeah.
Get the finger back.
Mm-hmm.
The surgeon says, ain't no way.
Nah.
Categorically will not operate on a dog in a hospital.
No.
I mean, it's understandable.
I get it, yeah.
You don't really want doggy germs
No,
in the operating theatre.
God, what an eventful day for everyone involved.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Bob's like, Dr. Bob, he's racking his brains. Okay, there's one other thing we could do.
Yeah.
Endoscopy.
Right.
Calls the endoscopy doctor.
Yeah.
This guy says yes. But you'll have to get round the nurse in charge of the ward.
Yeah.
Notorious battle axe.
Buy her a little bun.
She's a job's worth.
Buy her a little cake.
She's a job's worth. She, you know, she's renowned.
Mm.
A real stickler for the rules.
Mm.
So they ask her, and ain't no way.
Nah.
She's going to allow a dog in her ward.
Nuh-uh. Nuh-uh. No way.
So quick thinking, Dr. Bob, he's like, okay, well, we'll have to go with plan B.
Mm, what's plan B then?
In front of the nurse.
Mm.
We're going to have to euthanise the dog.
Yeah. Oh, she doesn't like that.
Suddenly her heart melts.
Okay.
She can't see the dog.
She likes
euthanised.
Yeah.
And she caves in. She's like, yes, yes, all right, you can do it. You can do it. Oh, just this once. Don't make a habit of it. So the guy, he gets his thing down. He gets, you know, these times the dog gets the old endoscope down there.
Yeah.
Almost immediately sees George's finger.
Ah.
Yeah? How are you going to get it out?
Yeah, that's just a camera.
It's not just a camera.
Oh.
It's a camera and a little loopy lasso gadget.
Is that a thing?
A little loopy, yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
They have to get things out of people.
Do they?
Yeah. Like kids swallow stuff.
I didn't know you could actually pull stuff
out.
So
he's got this little loopy, loopy gadget.
How lovely.
Gets it around the finger. It's out in like under a minute.
Brilliant.
Can you believe it?
That's amazing.
I mean,
close. Well done, nurse. Well done, doc. Well done, Dr. Bob.
Yeah.
Dr. Bob Slay will have gone home from this shift and be like, you wouldn't believe what happened to me today.
Well, it's to this day, it's one of his favourite stories.
I bet.
He's dined out on this story on several occasions. Of course, it kind of mars the meal. But, yeah, so he's got his finger back. The surgeon reattaches it a few months later.
Yeah, yeah.
Finger's rejected. No. A few months later, George goes to see Dr. Bob, says, "Look, take a look at this." Sticks his ring finger up at him.
That's your middle one.
That's a bit rude, isn't it? Ring finger.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So I stuck the wrong... Yeah. So...
Swearing at me.
He's made a full recovery.
Nice time.
They're, you know, it's a bit scarred.
Oh, yeah.
Physical therapist.
But it works.
It works. Physical therapist says he will make a full recovery.
Excellent.
Nice time.
Well.
The only downside, there's one downside to this story.
Mm.
I mean, it seems like it's a happy ending, right?
Yeah.
Little Tilda has got a taste for human blood now. And now has to wear a muzzle in public.
Aww. She keeps going after other body parts.
She's a killer. She's going for kids' toes. You know.
Is she really?
All sorts. No, I made that bit up. It is a nice little story.
That's good. I like the embellishment.
She likes it.
That's nice time. Can I just say, we haven't said that we're in these lovely, nice time woods.
Oh, yeah.
If you can hear all the bird song, because we should probably talk about where we are sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we did your vista, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, but we've come in these lovely woods and there's nice time birdies everywhere.
Yeah, so if you're in the area, park on the edge of Knapp Hill, walk towards Hewenden.
Oh, it's glorious.
You will stumble across these lovely woods.
Yeah, they have up bits, down bits.
Yeah, try not to stumble.
Echoey.
You know, you could be here for days if you break a leg.
It's nice time dogs about. It's all sorts.
A lot of dog walkers.
Endless fun.
Yeah. I hope Tilda doesn't come walking in.
No.
Oh, no, she's from Seattle.
She might get some children's toes.
Anyway, we've just about run out of time, I think.
That's a good... I really like the story.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
If I do say so, I've got some interesting friends, as you know.
You have?
So, just remains to say, Abyssinia.
Yemen. Oh, will you come a-walking, oh, will you come a-walking?